Tell me, first of all, how you came up with this idea.
It was actually, I was listening to a football podcast with some UK journalists, and one of them last year had challenged himself to try and drink 500 different beers over the course of a calendar year. And it intrigued me in terms of his story and him trying to complete the challenge. And I wondered whether you'd be able to do the same with whiskey. I've been sort of out of the loop of whiskey for a few years, and I've been wanting to get back into it in a bit more of a serious way. And after doing a bit of research in terms of whether it was actually, you know, it wouldn't do some damage to my health in the long term, whether it was actually feasible to do it, I sort of came to terms with the fact that actually this could be done if I limit the challenge to a different whiskey and making sure it's unique, each distillery, each producer, each brand, rather than just doing, say, multiple ages and multiple wood finishes from one distillery. If I try and make it as difficult as possible and do 366 totally different whiskies, it is a proper challenge. And to raise money for charity incentivizes me to keep doing it rather than just get to, say, 2030 and go, well, actually, this is too difficult, and give up. Doing it for charity means that I have to carry on, and I have to push myself to try and complete it.
Let's talk about the charity and why you selected this specific charity.
It's a UK-based charity called the Children's Heart Surgery Fund. They're based in Leeds in Yorkshire, and my six-year-old daughter's best friend at school has had congenital heart problems since he was born. By the time he was one, he'd already had three heart surgeries and a fourth when he was five. He's now at the stage where he has to get checked every couple of months to ensure that the pressure in his heart is at a safe level. He will need a complete valve replacement, but unfortunately he's just too young and too small at the moment to have that operation. Once he's strong enough to endure that, he'll need that complete valve replacement. So the charity have been absolutely vital in supporting his family. They provide resources. They have a unit at Leeds General Hospital where they specialize in babies and children with those heart problems. So it was very personal to me. Vaughan is my daughter Kyrie's best friend at school. The two families, we get along fantastically well, and I couldn't think of a better charity to try and raise the money for.
And explain how you're trying to raise money for the charity. You're trying to raise £5,000, right?
Yes, that's the goal. To be perfectly honest, when I started the challenge, it was the Just Giving page that I set up asked me for a goal to go for, and it was a bit of a finger in the air, let's go for £5,000, but it's becoming more realistic, and it will go quite a long way towards an echocardiogram machine for the unit in the hospital. The way I'm basically pitching it is, if people were to sponsor me for, say, 10 pence per dram, that works out at £36.60 across the course of the year, which isn't a huge amount as a donation, but if I can get, say, 100 people to sponsor me that equivalent amount, that would be over £3,500. That gets me a long way. Obviously, 200 people doing that would get me over the goal. That would be absolutely fantastic. I've had a few donations already of sort of £50. I know that there are some people out there that are essentially waiting for me to finish the challenge, and I'm not expecting to hit the goal straight away. I would probably expect people to go, well, go on then, get to the end of the challenge, and then we will support you. But it's been really good to see some donations dripping in, kind of incentivizing me to keep on going. So that's really the way I'm pitching it, is you know, some kind of sponsorship. Obviously, you know, £1 a dram or anything like that would be even better. But anything like that, and sort of dribs and drabs here and there to keep me going through the year, because it's a long challenge, is much appreciated.
And it's hard to get 366 different whiskeys to talk about over the course of this 1 year. How are you doing in terms of getting samples? And obviously you're looking for some donations there as well too, right?
I am, yeah. I'm only sampling 2.5 cl, so it's essentially half a miniature. I've done that deliberately. It's the equivalent of one unit of alcohol. And the UK legislation recently changed, literally 2 weeks before I started the challenge, where they reduced it from a recommended 21 units a week down to 14. So at a dram a day, that's still only seven in a week. So I'm well under that in terms of my health. And I've got in contact with a few people. I've joined a few Facebook groups. I've been trying to spread the word as much as I can on Twitter and social media. And I was fortunate enough to be donated a load of samples that somebody had got on an inheritance that started me off at about 30 to 40. So far, I've had donations, and I've been to a couple of whiskey festivals where I've managed to get some samples from stands where at the moment I'm sitting on about up to day 170. I've got enough samples to get me to that. But obviously there's still a considerable amount after that to get me to the 366.
So you're about halfway to your goal, but you still need about another 196 samples, right?
My maths isn't that good, but that sounds about right, yeah.
You're not just doing scotches either. You're doing whiskeys from all over the world, right?
No, it's the challenge, to try and keep the challenge as difficult as possible. I'm trying to make each whiskey independent to each other. So it would be easier for me to turn around and say, right, I'll do a number of age ranges and a number of wood finishes from say one distillery. You know, there's plenty of wood finishes and ages from say Glenmorangie or Ardbeg or anything like that. That would make it easier, but I want to really push myself, and I would feel I'd failed personally if I had to do another age statement or a wood finish from a distillery or a producer that I'd already tried previously. So I am looking worldwide. I've had some donations from overseas. I've had a guy from Luxembourg who sent me six. There was a Belgian, there was a German, there was a whiskey from Luxembourg. Anything goes at the moment, and it's been fantastic and eye opening to come across these really unusual ones that otherwise I would never have even come across in my life.
Now, I don't want to put any ideas in your head, but if we were to put it out there, say, for one of these online retailers that does these drinks by the dram or breaks down bottles for sample sizes, you might consider a sponsorship on this, wouldn't you, to if somebody were to provide some samples for you?
Oh, absolutely. I've tried to contact a few sort of distilleries and a couple of companies where I'm more than willing to each video that I'm doing, and the challenge is that I have to review them and talk about them on a video that I'm uploading to YouTube on a YouTube channel. So it's not just a case of me sitting there going, here's this whiskey, downing it, and then we move on. I'm trying to do a little bit of a conversation about it, a little bit about the history. So anybody that donates, I am, if they're happy for me to do so, I'm mentioning them by name. If it's from a company or a store or anything like that, I'm happily talking about them, promoting them. You know, if somebody were to turn around and say, look, we'll sponsor you, we'll provide you with some samples, that I'd be more than happy to sing their praises, because it would be the very least I could do in return for their generosity.
Well, I know we have a number of the online retailers and folks who do just that sort of thing who listen to the show, and perhaps one or two of them might be motivated to jump in and support the cause. I think it's a wonderful cause, and it's a great idea.
If anybody were willing to offer that, if anybody was to be kind enough, it would be gratefully appreciated. I'm not asking for expensive whiskies, rare whiskies. What I'm trying to do is ideally 366 different whiskies and the core product of each distillery or producer or brand. So it would be the standard 10-year-old or the standard bottling. I'm not trying to get hold of the ultra rare and the ultra expensive to treat myself and get something that I wouldn't normally have. The aim ideally for each video is for somebody that might not know anything about the distillery, is interested in trying it, and they'd like to know what the core product's like, with a view of, right, I'll try that, or I might try one of the others if I find it in a store. So if there was a company out there, if there were some businesses out there that did want to say, yeah, we'll provide you with some samples if you're happy to turn around and give you a bit of a promotion, I would have no issues with that whatsoever.
Where can people watch your videos, and where can people find out more about the campaign?
I have a YouTube channel, which is www.youtube.com/AdramaDay366. AdramaDay is all one word. Unfortunately, YouTube wouldn't let me just use a dram a day, even though it looks as though it hadn't been taken. So they've made it a little bit more complicated. I can be emailed on adramaday@outlook.com. And I also have a Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/adramaday. I've got links on all those various social media pages. There is a list of whiskies on my Tumblr blog, which is adramaday.tumblr.com/listofwhiskies, all one word. That's where I've got the list off Wikipedia. And as I acquire or receive donations, I'm actually crossing them off. So it should be a little bit easier for people to find out if there's anything on their shelves that I still haven't managed to get a sample of. And hopefully drop me a line and we can try and get something sorted out.